The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 28th of June. Only a couple of more days till we enjoy the benefits of a July 4th holiday coming up, which we'll talk about sometime during the show. We have a great guest with us today, and we've had him on before. And today we're really going to delve into the company, what they do, what products they put forth, and the many benefits that these products can benefit the consumer who's using them. So let me bring in our very special guest, Mr. Ryan Reichman, who is the Himalaya Marketing and Communications Writer. He continues to spread his knowledge of Ayurveda and Indian herbalism through print and digital channels. He's been in the industry for almost 30 years. He managed a health food store. He's been a radio host. And he's done a great deal of product management in the Himalaya Company, which we're going to learn about now. So let me bring in Mr. Ryan Reichman. Good morning, Ryan.
Well, hello, Al. How are you doing? I'm exhausted just hearing you describe all those things I did. I need a day off, I think.
So, I would venture to say you enjoyed every one of them.
I did. You know, that's the thing. I love doing all that stuff. That, you know, it's been a good life, let me tell you that.
That's what counts. I know since we've had you on before, we have a lot of new listeners to the show. And maybe you can give us a history of the Himalaya Company.
Oh, I would love to. I look back. So our company right now is about 90 years old. We're going to celebrate our 90th birthday next year.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that incredible? I can't believe that. And it started so small. The company now, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, is all over the world, right? We're in, I think over 100 countries now. I think if you look at the international numbers, somebody somewhere in the world buys a Himalaya product, I think it's like 26 times a second now. We sell a Himalaya product somewhere in the world. But here's how we started, and this is really interesting. We started with one man on a bicycle. Our company founder was an herbalist, but not in the sense of herbs for medicine right away. He was a tea trader. He would go off and ride his bike in the forests of Burma, and he would look for different herbs he could take back and sell as teas. He was a rice and tea trader. And he was riding his bike through a little village once, and he watched as a villager was pacifying a restless elephant by feeding it a root. And he said, "What is that? What are you doing?" And the villager said, "Well, the elephants sometimes get a little restless, and we give them this root, and it calms them down." And he was fascinated by that, and he took that root back with him, and he thought, well, if it does that for elephants, what would that do for people? Mm-hmm. So he pawned he didn't have any money, and his mother gave him some of her wedding jewelry to take down to a pawn shop, and he pawned her jewelry, and he bought a hand tableting machine. And we still have that today, by the way, his hand tableting machine. And he crushed up this root, and he made tablets out of it. And long story short, he started this little Himalaya drug company. And he made this little elephant root, which was called Rowalfia serpentina, into a product called Serpina. And he sold that kind of door-to-door in India. And that's how our company got started, with this stress-relieving herb for balancing blood pressure out of this root that he saw people giving to elephants. So one man 90 years ago, and now we're in 100 companies all over the world. Small beginnings, humble beginnings.
Fantastic story for sure. Moving along with the Himalaya Company, are all the products produced in India?
Yes. So we are in the southern part of India, in Bangalore, India. And that's where our manufacturing is done, and that's where we produce our supplement products for all over the world. Some of them are here in the U.S. There are other things that we produce in India that are sold in other countries that we don't have here yet. We have, for instance, a whole animal health division in India that makes veterinary products, supplements for animals. We have a big personal care division that makes soaps and shampoos, and we have some of those items here in the U.S. We have a division that makes baby care products in other parts of the world. So we're just sort of at the tip of the iceberg here in the U.S. as to what we offer. But on a grand scale, they make a whole bunch of stuff in India, and we're lucky enough to have some of it over here in the U.S. And
no question about that. I know that we have been very, very successful in dealing with the Himalaya products since we opened Save-A-Lot a couple of years ago. And over the course of my experience in the industry, Himalaya has been a big part of whatever store I've been involved with. So my congratulations to you and Himalaya for the success that they have shown, as you pointed out, for over 90 years, which is a great
track. Well, thank you. And
track record.
Save a lot. You guys have been great partners all that time. Thank you.
Well, why don't we start with what you consider to be one of the most important products that the Himalaya does have. I'm looking at five different ones. I know they're all important, but there are some that sell more than others.
Sure.
So
absolutely.
Why don't we pick one that we could talk about and show the benefits to those listeners of how well they work?
Well, let's talk about... I'd like to talk about stress care, first of all. I'd like to talk about some of our different adaptogens, some of our different body balancers, some of the things that if you're having a stressful day or a stressful job or a stressful life, some of these herbs might help you out. So let's start with stress care, which is our formula for sort of giving you some nice, steady energy. A lot of stress formulas out there just put you to sleep, you know, and I'm pretty stress-free when I'm taking a nap, and I would imagine you are too, but I don't want an herbal sedative. I don't want to go to sleep. I got to work all day. So I want something that's going to give me some nice, balanced energy, but also lower my stress a little. And when you look at a product called Stress Care, it's an adaptogenic product, and let me tell you what that word means if some of the listeners aren't familiar with the term adaptogen. Adaptogen was a term that was coined in the 1940s after World War II in Russia. There were a couple of doctors over there, Dr. Breckman and Dr. Lazarev, and they coined this term adaptogen to sort of replace the word tonic. You know, there have always been herbal tonics. But they wanted to come up with a word that described the body's ability to adapt to stress. You know, they had all these soldiers coming back from the war, too, back in that time. So they were looking for herbs and herbal medicines that specifically relieved stress from the body. Now, over in India, they have a different word for adaptogen. They call the herbs that are in stress care, they would call those rasayanas. And they believe those are like life extenders, really. They are things that bring the body back into balance, and the underlying theory, Al, is that if you bring your body into balance and quiet down some of that stress in your life, you are making your life better and extending your life. Because Ayurveda, which is the medicine system, traditional medicine system in India, says one of the basic tenets of that system of medicine is that all disease starts in the mind. And what they mean by that is stress, really. They say anger, fear, and desire are what cause all of our problems. If we have anger and fear and desire, we get physically sick from that. You know, and you know that. Like if you're fearful of something and scared of something, you get butterflies in your stomach. It affects your digestion. You know, when you're worried about something, you can't eat. You know, you physically feel, you can't sleep. You have physical reactions to stress. So using that theory, we took a bunch of different herbs in stress care, and we put them together to support to relieve the tension and help people relax, but also to support different functions of the body that are impacted when we're under stress. When you're under stress, your immune function slows down. You know, it starts to kind of fall apart. It can't sustain the level of vigilance it needs for dealing with stress. Your digestive function's affected when you're under stress. Tissue repair slows down. Our body's ability to create collagen slows down when we're under stress. Detox is affected when we're stressed out because the body wants to reprioritize if you're stressed out for fight and flight. You've heard the fight and flight response. You know, the body wants to take all of your energy and all of your resources and put it to your arms and your legs so you can run away from impending stress. And it wants to, you know, get you ready to fight. So it doesn't need to, it provides less blood flow to the liver when you're stressed out. It's saying, we don't need to detox things right now. You know, your energy expenditure changes. Your heart is affected by stress. Reproductive abilities affected by stress. You know, when your body's under stress, if you're running away from a tiger, like in ancient times, the only stressors in life were, you know, I think that tiger's looking at me funny, and I hope I don't starve today. You know, that's, you know, we didn't worry in ancient men, women didn't worry about, you know, mortgages and how long it's been since we had our last vacation. They worried about basic survival, and that's how the body's built. So, you know, reproduction is affected when your body's under stress and run away from a tiger. It says, you know, this is the wrong time to make a baby. So, you know, reproductive ability is affected by that, too. So there are all of these things that we want to support in stress care. So we do reach for some of these ancient adaptogenic balancing herbs, you know, things in there like ashwagandha and bacopa, which is good for the mind, and holy basil. And stress care also contains a famous recipe from India called Shavanprash, which is a daily tonic for relaxing the mind and body and supporting digestion and preserving good adrenal function and supporting normal levels of cortisol, which is your stress hormone. So we see a lot of success with this product in people who take this on a regular basis or, you know, at times when it's needed. And it really does bring down your stress level without making you feel so sleepy.
Well, give our listeners a little heads up as to who would qualify for stress care, because I'm talking about elderly people that may have lost a loved one, maybe sure. Middle-aged people that may have lost a position or a job, teenagers that are going through stressful conditions in school. But I hear that music, Ryan, so let's come back to the subject when we finish with this break. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 28th of June. Our very special guest today is Mr. Ryan Reisman from the Himalaya Health Food Company. And we'll be joining back with him in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 28th of June. Our very special guest today is Mr. Ryan Reisman from the Himalaya Herbal Company. And we're speaking about a product called Stress Care. And we do have it in three sizes. And when Ryan gives us a synopsis of who could be using these particular Stress Care products, then I will give you the everyday low prices that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So who would qualify for use of Stress Care?
You know, just about everybody, I would have to say. You know, it's more of a matter of who wouldn't qualify for it. You know, what's interesting about stress is some people have a hard time admitting or emoting the stress that they're under. If you ask, you know, go ask 10 people, are you stressed out? And some will be honest and say, yeah. But some, it's almost a badge of honor to say, you know, things don't bother me. I've got, you know, so they'll say, nah, I'm not under any stress. I'm good. But then if you ask them further and you say, well, tell me about your life, they'll say, well, you know, my job is crazy. I work 6 days a week. I work long hours. My boss is a jerk. You know, I go home and the kids are making a mess. And they're in the further you delve into it, you go, well, that sounds like a pretty stressful life. You know, so if you look at the different challenges we face and who might want to take a product like Stress Care, I mean, it's practically anybody, because stress does affect so many different things in your body. You know, if Ayurveda always said, start with the mind, start with your stress level, basically start with the mind, and then come back and see what symptoms are left. You know, so if you came in and said, you know, I can't digest things well, I've got some digestive difficulties, instead of just giving you a digestive herb right off the bat, they would say, you know what, let's start by lowering your stress, start with the mind, and then come back in 6 weeks and we'll treat what's left. So, you know, people who might have some digestive discomfort might benefit from a stress product as well as a digestive product. You know, people who are concerned about forgetfulness. Whenever you're under stress, Al, the brain sort of pushes the pause button on your memory.
So true.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, imagine being busy. You're busy in the morning. You're trying to get to work, trying to get the kids off to school or whatever's going on, and you can't find your car keys. You can't find your glasses. Where did I put my keys down, you know? And it's the more stressed you are, the quicker the mind just says, well, you know, we're just going to push the pause button on your memory and make you forget things. So people who are maybe not feeling like they remember things or a bit forgetful might benefit from a stress formula. You know, people who find that they get, you know, ill often or come down with every little bug that's going around, you know, if your body and your immune system are overchallenged by the stress in your life, you might benefit from a stress formula. So if you look at stress as not just, gee, I'm having a busy day and I want to relax today, if you look at the broader scope of your whole life and look at the things that bother you and challenge you frequently, you might find that, you know, maybe if I took a little stress out of my life, this would get better too. So you kind of have to look at the big picture and look at what's going on with your life. But I think that a lot of people could benefit from Stress Care, even if they don't think they had a particularly busy day or stressful day today. But in the grand scheme of their life, maybe they're under some stressors that they haven't really sat down to think about yet.
Well, let me give our listeners a little heads up, because these are very reasonably priced. And we thank Himalaya for being able to let us sell these particular products at the everyday low prices that we have them for. Our everyday low price on the Himalaya Stress Care in the 60 capsule size is only $12.59. In the 120 size, it is $23.99. And in the large economy size, which is 240, it's only $35.99. And from these prices, we do take off an additional 10% as part of our policy here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So you'll be saving quite a bit of money in addition to feeling better, because as Ryan pointed out, there is no one that I know of or he knows of that wants to go through a day or a week or a month or a year being under stress. It is the worst feeling in the world to be able to know that your mind and your body are not functioning properly because of the stress that's built up in your life. So we wholeheartedly recommend the Himalaya Stress Care as one way to eliminate the stress in your life and make yourself feel a whole lot better. I did want to make mention that Janet Cimarelli is away for the weekend. She will be back on Tuesday with her regular hours of 12 to 5. So if you're looking for Janet, please cop in on Tuesday next week, which would be July 2nd, and she'll be here from 12 to 5. And speaking about next week, people that get our regular emails, which we put out on Thursdays, will be getting a holiday special July 4th email. But you're going to be getting it on Wednesday and Thursday just to show you the kind of specials we're going to be running on Thursday, July 4th. And we'll be open that particular day from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. as we are today, Friday, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Moving along, Ryan, where would you like to go from this particular point with some of the other products?
Well, let's call out some of the, since we're sort of talking about stress and adaptogens and herbs that bring your body back into balance, let's talk a little bit, Al, about some standalone herbs, because not everybody wants to grab a bottle of a formula and look at all those herbs on the label and think, you know, I don't know what this does or this does. Some people just like the simplicity of a single herb. And there are some different herbs that Himalaya offers, some different Indian herbs that fit really well into that category of just extending wellness and balancing the body. One of those herbs is an herb called ashwagandha. And it's a very, very old herb. It's when we talk about adaptogens being body balancers, this is an herb that gets called the king of adaptogens a lot. Ashwagandha is a Sanskrit word, an ancient Indian word, and actually means strength of a horse.
Wow.
Or power of the stallion. It translates to something like that. And it's a very energizing herb. It's probably been in use, oh my goodness, probably 5,000 years, 4,000 years. When we go back into some of the earliest texts we have about medicine, it's an herb that gets mentioned. Ashwagandha is a very energizing herb for people who need energy. Some people call it Indian ginseng. But here's an interesting thing about ashwagandha. It can also help you relax, you know, and that seems like that seems like it shouldn't be able to do both things. And a lot of adaptogens are like that. They try to find middle ground in the body. They try to bring the body back into balance. And, you know, Western medicine has kind of a problem with that. In Western medicine, we tend to give people a drug or a medicine and think it's going to move them into one direction all the time. So sometimes people practicing Western medicine have a hard time thinking of an herb as just bringing the body back into balance. You know, if I give you this, it should raise something or lower something or make this go faster or make this go slower. But adaptogens like ashwagandha really are like that teeter-totter on the playground. Remember that from our youth? One of you would sit on the teeter-totter, and then you'd have your friend sit on the other side, and you kind of like scoot forward a little, and your goal was to bring it right, so both of your right in the middle, so both of your feet were hanging off the ground at the same time, like balancing a scale, an old-fashioned scale. And that's what ashwagandha and adaptogens want to do. They want to bring you back into balance. If something's running too slowly, they want to slow it down a little. If something is running too fast, they want to, opposite. So when you take an herb like ashwagandha, it can give you energy, but also if you're having like occasional sleeplessness and having trouble getting to sleep, sometimes it can also be very balancing for that. It just kind of brings your body back into balance. I love this plant. I mean, this is in India and traditional use. This is something they would give you to promote energy, to help your mood, to support your adrenals, to support the thyroid. It's one of those plants they'd give you maybe if you were recovering after a long illness or recovering after a surgery or something. They'd give this to bring you more energy to your body. So ashwagandha is just an amazing plant with a lot of different uses. It's a go-to in Indian herbal medicine because it gives you that sustained energy, doesn't overstimulate you, balances your cortisol levels, and it's just an interesting plant that it can give you energy and also help you with sleeplessness. Its Latin name is Withania somnifera, and if you look at the Latin word somnifera, somnus is in there, and that's where we get the word insomnia from. So its plant name actually has that word in there. So I like our organic ashwagandha. It's one of our best-selling herbs. You were talking about the ones that are popular and bestsellers. So when we talk about body balancers and adaptogens, that's definitely one that we should bring to people's attention, because some people do like the simplicity of one herb instead of a whole formula.
Well, looking at the box, Ryan, it shows that it's only one caplet per day before food. That is the recommended serving.
That is it. So, yeah, your bottle's going to last you a long time. And a lot of times, you know, people, there's such a common misconception sometimes in our supplement industry, in herbal medicine. And people think, you know, people are trained to look for extra strength or more capsules, and they think, well, if one a day is good for me, then certainly two a day must be twice as good for me. You know, and we get people who don't follow the label recommendations, and they'll say, well, if two a day is good for me, then, you know, four a day, that must be really fantastic. And the same with milligrams, you know. Well, if this 200 milligram product is good for me, then 400 milligrams must be twice as good.
Uh-huh.
That seems to be the logic for a lot of people. And that's not always correct. You know, herbal medicine is based on not just the milligram count and not just how many pills you take a day, but it's really based on a concept of using something for an extended period of time. You know, people often want their pill to work the very first time they take it. So they'll come in and buy a supplement at Save-A-Lot, and they'll go home and they'll take one, and they'll think in their mind, well, that didn't do anything for me, so this must not work. You know, they'll take something like turmeric is a good example. Lots of people take turmeric, curcumin for joint support. They'll go home, they'll take one or two of those, and they'll say, well, I didn't feel any different. Well, of course you're not going to feel different that first, you know, dose, but give it a chance. Take that bottle over the course of a month and compare, you know, see how you feel the next month, not the next 5 minutes. So herbal medicine,
that's a great point.
Time to work. Yeah, it just needs some time to work in the body. We said that there's another herb that I should bring up when we're talking about adaptogens, and an easy way to, oh, I guess we'll do it after the break, but I want to talk about bacopa, which is good for the mind and for memory.
All right, when we come back, we'll finish up with the ashwagandha, because I think this is a great product, and it's all organic, which I think makes a big difference. And the total amount of milligrams per caplet is a total of 670 milligrams of three different types of the ashwagandha plant. So when we come back from the short intermission, we're going to discuss the everyday low prices on the ashwagandha. And we're speaking with our very special guest, Mr. Ryan Reisman. It is Friday the 28th, and stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 28th of June. Our very special guest today is Mr. Ryan Reisman. And if for any reason you missed any part of today's show and would like to listen to it again, it will be on tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. on 1470 a.m. And it also will be on our archive listing of radio shows that we post on our website, which is SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, where we have all the radio shows. So if you ever want to listen to any of the shows again or a third time or fourth time, please feel free to check out the archive issue that's on the Save a Lot Nutrition Center's website. I want to remind our listeners again that July 4th is coming up next week, and we do send out emails every Thursday announcing the special guest for the Friday radio show as well as any specials going on. So next Wednesday and Thursday, you're going to receive a special email about what's happening here on July 4th. You definitely don't want to miss it. And if you're not signed up to receive the emails, please give us a call at 754-307-1655 to get yourself set up. Again, that's 754-307-1655. And Ryan, we want to finish up with ashwagandha. And in my opinion, we probably have somewhere close to 20 different companies' ashwagandha products. And
yeah, there are a bunch
looking
of
at the sales results, Himalaya is number one. They are the number one ashwagandha selling product that we have here at Save-A-Lot. There must be a reason for it. And I'm sure that, as you have pointed out, it works. And that's the key point. And I think people have to understand and realize that when you want an ashwagandha product, you definitely want to come to the Himalaya area and pick up the one from Himalaya. We have three different sizes. The 30 caplet size is only $10.59. The one that is 60 caps are only $16.49. And the large one, which is 90 caps, is only $24.99. And again, keep in mind, from these prices, you will receive an additional 10% off those prices because we here at Save-A-Lot practice a philosophy of EDLP. And that's everyday low prices, 52 weeks a year. During the conversation of ashwagandha, you mentioned turmeric or curcumin. And I know that's been a very, very hot item over the last couple of years that people have been using to alleviate pain and maybe increase their ability to get more mobile. So maybe we can touch upon all the benefits of the Himalaya Turmeric 95.
Sure. And we call it, we put that 95 in there when we talk about it, turmeric 95. We talk about it having 95% curcuminoids. Those are the components in turmeric, curcuminoids, 95% curcuminoids that also include one called curcumin, which is the one specifically being studied for joint support. It promotes circulation and immune activity around your joints and muscles. So this is something that people are taking for flexibility, to support movement, to support comfort during movement. And it's a really fascinating plant if you think about it. Now, most people don't know this, but you probably have been eating and enjoying turmeric all your life because it's the thing in mustard that makes mustard yellow. So anytime you're putting mustard on your hot dog, you're getting a little, not a therapeutic dose of turmeric, but you're certainly eating some in a culinary sense. This is an interesting thing about this plant. This is a really interesting thing about this plant. If you see bright colors in a plant, in a fruit, in a vegetable, the colors are the plant's antioxidants. The colors are the fruit's radiation protection from the sun. The sun is the hottest thing on the planet. It's a source of radiation. It's quite destructive, right? So plants have devised this very eloquent way of dealing with this problem and protecting themselves from the sun. Otherwise, they would just burn up. You know, an apple growing on a tree would just burn up under the sun's radiation. So the color is the plant's radiation shield. It can absorb the sunlight, the radiation, not allow it to penetrate into the tissue of the fruit below. And it's the same with people. If you notice that, the closer you get to the equator, where it's hotter and sunnier, the more colorful people dress. You know, they're mimicking nature. The colors are protective. People are darker skinned, too, and the more pigment you have in your skin, the more you need it in very sunny places. The farther away from the equator you get, you know, Norway, for example, the lighter you are, less pigment, less need for pigment from the sun. And if you look at turmeric, it's one of the brightest colors in nature. It's very bright yellow. We don't see the color of turmeric in nature very often. And it's that color contains some of the most potent flavonoids in the plant kingdom, and it's one of the most potent antioxidants we know of, you know. And it's a very interesting herb, and has so many different uses. We use it typically here for joint support and movement, but it's just a good antioxidant herb. And our turmeric 95 is just it's the plant. It's the extract of the plant. And there's a lot of conversation in the industry, and people who take curcumin and people who take turmeric, you know, there's a lot of buzz lately in the past decade about, oh, turmeric can't work because it's not very bioavailable and you have to add a fat molecule to it, or you have to add some black pepper to it or some phospholipids to it, and, you know, it won't absorb well if you don't do that. And that's an interesting kind of marketing standpoint or position, but that doesn't explain then that how has this plant worked for 5,000 years when nobody added anything to it. You know, it just worked in China and India and Asia and all over the world. It's worked for thousands of years, and nobody mm-hmm. added anything to it. So to think that turmeric and curcumin don't work until you bind it with something, it just doesn't make sense to me, you know. So we have to look at things like that. You know, if this plant has worked for thousands of years just on its own, and bioavailability wasn't an issue back then, you know, why would it suddenly be a problem now? And plus, bioavailability is an interesting thing to talk about, and how well a supplement or a plant absorbs, and, you know, we added this to it, and now it works better, and, you know, I sometimes call that magic unicorn tears. You know, I've got this herb, and I added some magic unicorn tears to it, and now it works better. Well, you know, show me a study where, you know, the bioavailability got better, and then people's symptoms got better, and then you'll be showing me something. But sometimes I think people focus on the method of how something is made when they're losing sight of the very wise plant underneath the marketing talk. And Himalaya, by the way, does clinical studies on all of our products. We don't just crush up an herb, put it in a bottle, and throw it out there. We will not put a product out on the market until we have done clinical studies of our own and independent studies that show it works, that it is something that is, you know, not only safe but is effective too. So we're very committed to making sure something works well before we put it on a store shelf.
This particular product called Turmeric 95 is composed of the turmeric powder and the turmeric extract, and combined it represents 600 milligrams. And the representation is to take one capsule per day after food. Not before food, but after food. Is there a particular reason why after food?
Well, some herbs tend to be a little spicier than other herbs, and they're just more comfortable on a full stomach, you know. So that's probably the reasoning behind that one. It probably won't be, you know, disastrous for anybody if they have to take it in the morning before they've had something to eat. But our R&D doctors and scientists, when they come up with a recommended usage strategy like that, they look at things like that. You know, they look at, you know, when is this most comfortable to take? When do we think it's going to absorb better? And there are different theories of thoughts, and some companies might do it differently. But those are what our people think is the best. And we do that with the milligrams, too. And the number that you take. You mentioned that when we were talking about ashwagandha, where you only have to take one a day. And our turmeric 95, too, is take one a day. You know, and that's because we don't think you need to go overboard on something. We do our clinical studies, and we find the dose that works. And, you know, other companies might want you to take two or three or four or a different dose or a different milligram. But for us, it's sort of, we just want to give you what you need to get the job done. If it works with one caplet a day, there's no reason for you to take two caplets a day. You know, there just isn't a reason for you to take more if it works at one. We'd be happy to sell you more. We'd be happy to sell you twice as much. But if it works, it works. So, yeah, that's the one a day, too.
Brian, from your experience, how long would someone feel some relief using the turmeric 95 from Himalaya?
Well, that's a really good question, and some people will notice a result. When we do a study, when we do a clinical study, we typically look at what are the results that we see, like after 4 weeks, and then we'll look again at those study participants and see what happened after 8 weeks and what happened after 12 weeks. So we look at it that way. Usually when a clinical study is conducted, they look at results in, you know, like a one-month period of time, and then after a two-month period of time, after a three-month period of time. That's pretty standard for pharmaceuticals as well. When they do a clinical study, they look at it like that. And usually what you see is the longer you're taking something, those results improve after that. So if you're taking something like turmeric for joint support or taking it for, you know, flexibility and movement and things like that, you really don't want to just say, you know, I took it 2 days in a row and it didn't work. You want to say, okay, now I've been taking it for 4 weeks. Do I feel better after 4 weeks? You know, and then take it for 8 weeks and say, now how do I feel? So you want to definitely try it for a month or 2 months. Because that's what they would do in a clinical study when they're seeing the results. Not after 2 days, but, you know, after a month. How do you feel after a month?
Maybe you can answer one question for me. I'm curious. If people are taking one after food and they take it at breakfast time, what is the half-life in the body?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that offhand. I couldn't tell you what the half-life is. Could find it out for you, but I don't have access to that right now, and I'd have to ask our R&D people what that would be.
All right, if you can find that, I think I'd be interested in learning about it,
Absolutely. Knowing
what the half-life is.
Next time I'm on.
And speaking about the prices, the Himalaya Turmeric 95 in the 30-capsule size is only $14.59, and in the 60-capsule size, the price is only $22.49. And again, with our everyday pricing policy of EDLP, you're going to receive an additional 10% off these everyday old prices for not only the Himalaya Turmeric 95, but the entire line of Himalaya. And when we come back from this next last intermission, we're going to be speaking about two other products, the Holy Basil and Bacopa. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday the 28th. Our special guest today is Mr. Ryan Reichman. And we're speaking about the different products from Himalaya and how well they work. So stay with us. We'll be back momentarily.
Join our mailing list and get advanced notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesium. lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 28th of June, and our special guest today is Mr. Ryan Reisman. If you missed any part of the show that you're listening to now, and you'd like to hear it again, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., it'll be on 1470 again. And if you go to the SaveALotNutritionCenters.com website, you'll be able to listen to the show anytime you want, as many times as you like, because it will be part of our archive radio shows that we have listed there, which have several hundred. So you can take your pick and listen to it as many times as you like. If you are on our mail order list, you'll be getting some specials about the July 4th holiday that's coming up next week. If you're not on our mailing list, you definitely want to get on it. And the way to get on it is to call the store at 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655, and you'll be enrolled in the weekly mail order listing, which gives you all the latest news coming from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And as I pointed out, Janet Cimarelli will be available next Tuesday at a regular hours of 12 to 5. She is off for the weekend. Ryan, we have a couple of products to finish up the show with. Bacopa and Holy Basil. Where would you like to go?
Let's talk about Bacopa. You know, I like the products you picked to talk about today because they're all so well connected. They're all sort of interconnected. We talk about stress. We talk about being stressed out affecting our mind and our memory. You know, it's when we talk about a product like Bacopa. Bacopa is an herb in India that they consider a very good go-to for taking stress off the mind and relaxing. And that helps with our memory. It's interesting that the area of our brain that is in charge of moving short-term memory into long-term memory is also the part of the brain that affects us when we get stressed out or get angry. You know, if you look at Alzheimer's patients, as their disease progresses, they'll start to get angry. And they start to forget things and make things up, you know. And that part of people's brains is also in charge for our multitasking, that prefrontal cortex. So the harder we work, the more stressed we get out, or the more stressed we get, that part of the brain that is responsible for memory starts to just get overstressed. So Bacopa is an herb they use in India to support that part of the mind. It's also what they call a sattvic herb, sattva. Sattva in India, in Ayurveda, it means purity of thought. It's an herb for purity of thought. So even though it's a good herb for memory, this is interesting. If someone comes in to an Ayurvedic practitioner and they can't stop cursing, the practitioner will say they lack sattva, they lack purity of thought, and they'll give them Bacopa to reduce their violent thought or their obstinate behavior or their defiance. So they give Bacopa not just to aid memory, but to change disposition and make you more calm in your disposition as well. So Bacopa is an herb that is used, generally speaking, for mind, for memory, for mental alertness. If you're a student and are studying, Bacopa is a good study aid herb. If you're older and getting forgetful, it's good for clarity of thought and mental acuity and your lapses of forgetfulness. This is an herb for problem-solving abilities, and it kind of just supports all those physiological processes involved in relaxing your mind. And here's a great thing about Bacopa. You can give yourself an easy test to see if Bacopa works for you. have a friend or a family member write down a list of 20 words. This is actually how they test memory when they do memory tests. Uh-huh. I mean, there are a bunch of different tests, but this is an easy test they give for memory. Have somebody write down 20 words for you, you know. And it's useful and to help people remember. Sometimes people will do them in pairs, that's words that sound alike, you know, deception, perception, conceive, perceive, you know, meadow, minnow, things that sound similar to each other. But come up with a list of 20 words and then see how many you can remember. Have the friend read them out loud to you and then wait a couple of minutes and then write down as many as you can remember. Now, the average young mind, say a 30-year-old mind, can usually remember about 5 to 7 words out of 20 after a couple minutes. Take Bacopa for a month. Take a bottle of Bacopa, take that for a month, and then do a similar test. And now see how many words you can remember. Because what we find in our clinical studies is that when people take our Himalaya Organic Bacopa, instead of remembering, you know, 5 words, now they're remembering 9 words. You know, instead of remembering 7 words, now they're remembering 10 words. So are you ever going to take a pill that's going to make you remember all 20 of those words? Probably not. But we do see increases in people's ability to remember more after they've been taking Bacopa for about a month.
That's the key.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely a very useful herb for memory. And for calming down, it's a great herb for just calming the brain down. You know, Bacopa, some of the stressors in our brain, the chemicals in our brain, relate to things like drug addiction and alcohol addiction. There are chemicals in our brain that are linked to addictions. So Bacopa in Indian medicine and Ayurveda is also a great supportive herb to calm those down and for people who are working on things like addictions too. It has a lot of different uses in traditional
And this
medicine.
Particular product, the Himalaya Bacopa, yeah. is a caplet of 750 milligrams, and it's one caplet per day before food, as opposed to taking it with food or after food. So it's one caplet per day before food. The everyday low price here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for the 30 capsule size is only $11.99, and the Bacopa in the 60 capsule size is only $20.79. And again, keep in mind, you'll be getting an additional 10% off those prices due to our policy of EDLP, which is everyday low prices, 52 weeks a year. With only a few minutes left, we have some holy basil to talk about.
Holy basil is a good herb for relaxation. It is a Tulsi tea. Tulsi is the word for holy basil in Hindi. So if you've ever had Tulsi tea, that's holy basil. We use it to relax. It is something that's very good. It's a warming herb. It relaxes you right away. It's good supportive for the heart. It's good for breathing. They plant it in temple gardens in India. And, the monks will walk around and breathe in that beautiful holy basil smell, and it's relaxing and clears the breathing passages. So they use it in that respect. Just a really good herb for relaxation, for resting, for feeling stress relief, good for occasional sleeplessness, good for the adrenals. It's a very good herb for supporting tranquility.
So this could be taken at night sometime before a person decides to go to sleep to help
Yep.
them get to sleep and stay asleep. Is that correct?
That is exactly how they use it, you know. They'll drink a cup of Tulsi tea, holy basil tea, or you can do it with our holy basil capsules as well.
All right, let me ask a question. And again, I'm not sure if the answer is there, Ryan, but if it is, I'm sure you'll have it for us. Would this contraindicate any pharmaceutical somebody's taking?
Well, you know, that's something you really have to discuss with your healthcare provider, because we don't test our products against every pharmaceutical out there, and neither do other pharmaceutical companies. It would just be impossible to say, you know, Here we're going to test this pharmaceutical that we made against all the other ones out there. So that would definitely, generally we don't see it or hear any feedback that way, but it would depend on the person and the types of medicine they're taking. So I always say, if you're under a doctor's care and you're taking prescription medications and you have concerns like that, or think that that is, if you're taking something that your doctor has prescribed for sleep, you should keep the doctor in the loop of herbal products you're adding as well. That's always a responsible thing to do.
Well, this 720 milligram capsule, the holy basil from Himalaya, is recommended to use one capsule twice daily before meals. So I'm assuming that if somebody needed a good night's sleep, they may take one before dinner, and then maybe one right before they go to sleep. Would that be your recommendation as well?
That would make perfect sense to me. That would sound like a real good time to do it.
Because you can't believe how many people come in here looking for different sleep remedies that they've had difficulty in using and not working. And I think this is definitely worth a try for those people that are looking to improve their sound sleep patterns on a regular basis. I know we're coming up on the end of the show, Ryan. I want to thank you very, very much for being with us today. It was most enjoyable and most informative. You are a wealth of knowledge, and I hope that our listeners appreciate everything that you've been able to share with us today. And as a point of information, the holy basil in the 30-capsule size is only $9.09, and in the 60-capsule size, the price is only $17.49. And again, from these prices, you'll get an additional 10% off. This has been Al Foreman. Our special guest is Ryan Reisman. And this is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and we'll be back again next Friday. Everybody have a great holiday, and don't forget about the July 4th specials that we have here at Save a Lot. Bye-bye.
Been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.